BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
On today's podcast, Donald Trump is busy on his state visit with the Queen, but surely he can make some time to stay overnight at a castle in Blackpool. Also, a dad's view on Love Island from the dad of a girl who applied to be on the show. Should Chris get eyebrow tattoos? I think it's a look. And are there any pop stars or songs that bring you incredibly bad luck? This is all after one of our listeners becomes another victim of the Drake curse.
Scott Mills.
BBC
Radio 1.
We played Nice for What by Drake yesterday, and we were getting a lot of people saying that it ruined their day. You know, there's this Drake curse going about, supposedly at the moment, where if Drake gets involved with anything, then it generally goes wrong.
That's right. If he has a photo with a sports star, they tend to lose. Like, he had a photo with a member of the PSG team. They lost 5-1, worst defeat in nearly two decades. He had a picture with Conor McGregor before his fight. Conor McGregor lost. Same happened with Man City as well. He had a picture with Aguero. Aguero then missed a penalty in the Champions League. It goes on and on.
And then most recently, Anthony Joshua has a picture with Drake and says, about to break the curse. And then, and no one was expecting this, he lost and is no longer heavyweight champion of the world. The curse is real. Peter, how did it affect you?
Well, I've been hit by the Drake curse, Scott. I was tucking into a very nice cream cake, my last one before I did the Cardiff Half Marathon. And then Drake came on the radio and the cake just slipped straight out of my fingers and into my lap.
You see, it really is real, this.
You have to blame Drake for that. I suppose if you are listening to Drake and something bad happens to you, let us know now. 81199.
81199, let us know.
Scott Mills. I know when that hotline blink. I know when that hotline bling, that can only mean one thing. Ever since I left the city,
so many messages coming in. Danny, how did the Drake curse just affect you?
Well, I was on the way to the skate park to ride the bike, and it's just started raining.
You see? We can all blame him for this.
Yeah.
Drake curse, we'll get back to some more of these later, but Mike has had tickets to see Drake twice, both times, ended up splitting up with his ex just before the gig. Surely that's not a coincidence, is it? Adam, the Sparky from Plymouth, has just downed tools whilst wiring a lighting circuit because of the Drake curse. The song came on, he doesn't fancy a 240-volt shock, thanks very much. And also the person is trying to set up a new Instagram account, but all the names that they want are taken. Yeah, thanks, Drake, for that.
Scott Mills. Radio
1. Yesterday, our listener, Gemini, who applied to be on Love Island, was on our show. She didn't get onto Love Island, but we ended up speaking to her and her dad, Simon, to talk through this year's contestants and see which one her dad thought she might get with if she made it onto the show.
I'd like to think I'm the full package from the waist down.
OK, from the waist down, so we can get rid of him as well.
Oh, straight off. So that happened on yesterday's show, and Simon is back today. Hello, Simon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Now, I know that you watched your first ever episode of Love Island last night. We asked you to do that.
Yes, I watched most of it, I believe.
And I'd like you to give me your thoughts on that, please.
Well, one word I think is probably brutal.
Brutal.
Absolutely brutal. I was absolutely amazed. Everyone parading around like peacocks.
Yeah.
Dad's view on Love Island is my absolute fave. Okay, what else, Simon?
Well, the lack of clothing, first of all.
Yeah, that happens.
Which is a little bit, disconcerting to me, but there we go. Listen, it was. I can understand the programme, I can understand what appeals to the younger generation, but for us oldies, I think it's not really for us.
Yeah, but Simon, you were young once. Would you see yourself on a show like that?
I think Blind Date was around when I was that sort of age, and that was enough for me. That was cringy enough.
They weren't nearly naked, though, were they?
No, that was the big thing to me. But nonetheless, I mean, all the contestants seem like nice enough people, but I think you've got to be a certain breed of person to be on there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What kind of breed is that?
Well, you know, you've got to be quite thick-skinned, haven't you, to be able to take the criticism that comes along with going on the show.
What did you think of Anton, the Scottish lad?
The only couple of guys that I thought were good guys The last two, I think, is that was Joe and Callum.
See, he's getting into it.
I thought, you know, especially Joe, that's the sort of guy that would appeal to me for my daughter. He had his own business and he was going places, you know, and he wasn't so overboard with his body.
Yeah, well, that's the fascinating thing, is hearing your point of view, is you're looking at it with someone who has a daughter that would have potentially gone on that show if she could. And you're viewing the people. It's like you're more invested than I am watching it, because you're imagining who could be with your daughter. What did you think about the fact that the guys, most of them, not a single body hair on them?
Yeah, no, that's all a bit weird. I'm quite a hairy person myself, but the thought of me shaving my body to look appealing to the other sex is a bit weird for me.
Yeah. I mean, Anton is completely hairless.
Yeah, I saw that as well. I mean, I don't even mention the fact that his legs were being shaved. They all seemed pretty hairless, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, there's not a hair amongst them. And Anton even gets his mum to shave his own bum. Because you can't reach, can you really?
I'm unbelievable. I can think of better people to do that for me, that's for sure.
Okay, all right, Dad. So here's Anton trying to crack on to someone else's match, grafting with Lucy.
So the reason I'm pulling you to the side is he was asking me how I was getting on with, like, Amy, and like, Amy's a great girl and things like that, but I say, like, my initial attraction, like, was totally towards you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, like a 1,000,000%.
Yeah, he's going to suffer a big lesson later in life, that's for sure.
Yes, Dad!
Do you think there's a Love Island that they should do with slightly older people, Simon, and would you be there for it?
Oh, yeah, I think that'll go down well, certainly for the older generation and probably for the younger too.
Yeah, watch Gran cracking on, you know?
Oh. Yeah, like a senior edition.
Yes, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, wouldn't be any six-packs, would there, that's for sure.
No. All right, Simon, well, listen, thank you so much for watching your first Love Island for us.
You're very welcome.
I reckon he's going to watch all of them now, X on the Beach.
I reckon he's going to sneaky watch them. He strikes me as someone that would be...
Well, I'd be quite interested to see how some of the guys get on, really.
You see? Right, I think we've converted him, guys.
Scott Mills. This life.
I really enjoyed Dad's views on Love Island.
Yeah.
It's so good. I actually asked my dad to watch Love Island last night so we can get his views. Not happening.
No?
Well, I've tried to watch reality TV with Pete before and he just gets angry. You can imagine, can't you?
Strutting around like peacocks.
Who do you think they are? I remember, I think I watched Towie with him once and he was like, who's this? I'm like, that's Joey Essex, Dad. Well, he's an idiot. Well, yeah, he is. That's why he's popular. Well, he's popular because he's thick. Well, yeah. What? Yeah, he's made quite a lot of money out of it, actually. Has he? Why? That kind of thing. There's no point in it. Like, he just doesn't get it.
I just love how blunt dads can be, and also dad texts as well. It's the same, the very specific type of text I get from my dad. I got one the other day. It just said, hello, Christopher. Hope you're well. Blue tits in the garden.
Right.
That's it. Love, Dad.
Oh, he always does call you Christopher as well, doesn't
always
he?
Always Christopher.
Always, yeah. All right, if your dad has a view on Love Island, we might get him on later in the series, like Simon, he's a legend.
He's going to suffer a big lesson later in life, that's for sure.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Brett Henderson, who was hearing us talking about the Drake curse earlier. Basically, if Drake turns up, things do go wrong. Ask Anthony Joshua. Brent from Newcastle has Drake tattooed on his back, so is waiting for his bad luck to happen. Unless he's the one that has broken the curse, or it hasn't hit him yet. But he's going to keep us updated on it.
It's just so tricky, isn't it? People getting a hard time today since we played Drake.
Yeah.
Like Nick, who messaged in to say he was eating fish for his lunch. The fish then burnt his mouth as Drake was playing.
Yeah, well, that's him, you see. You've
got to blame Drake.
That's what he does. You have to blame Drake. But I reckon as well there'll be other artists that people have that bring them bad luck. Yeah. Like, does bad stuff only happen to you when you, for instance, hear a Calvin Harris track?
Yeah, or maybe something bad has happened to you whilst hearing one of those songs and it puts you off. You know, like if you're a bit sick after eating some food, you can never eat that food again.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe, like, once or twice it's happened where you've been listening to the same artist.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, I don't know, bad luck whenever you hear Jonas Blue. Let me know on 81199. Probably won't be one of those.
That's so niche, isn't
it? It's quite niche. All right, it's time for funny business. I'm going to go first today.
Yeah.
Sometimes working at a company, not that lol, depending on what the job is, but if they've got an amusing name, every time you answer the phone, it's joy. Because, like, people just name their companies with some weird stuff sometimes, yeah, and that's the ones we call.
I think if you're a nice person, then, yeah, you find it funny answering the phone, but a lot of the time you've got to put up with all the laughter and the sniggering. But remember, Scott, in this game, no laughing.
No
it's
laughing.
The only rule.
So you've got one for me, and I have a business for you to call. Neither of us know what we're calling or where. Go on, then, put mine through.
Yeah, you go first. Here we go.
Blinds.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's that?
It's John, Well Hung Blind.
Hello, John.
Hello. Who's this?
I'm just calling because I saw that that you were called Well Hung Blinds, and I didn't quite believe it, so I just wanted to call up and make sure that is that's the case.
I'm afraid it's absolutely true.
Yeah, and who came up with that name?
It was myself, actually, about 10 years ago.
Right.
I wasn't quite brave enough to do it initially, but I thought, no, in for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah.
And it's been very well received.
I bet it has. It's kind of difficult to admit that you're well hung, isn't it? But you have.
It's, yeah, especially, I mean, if you spoke to my wife, she'd, you know, she might have a different take on it, to be honest.
All right.
But, but
no, well, you know, John, be proud of what you've got.
Yeah, well, I'm proud of the little bit I've got, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, God, I never thought we'd be having this conversation. And where are you based?
I'm in Northamptonshire, a little town called Thrapsham.
Lovely. OK, so and you've got the best blinds in the Northampton and the surrounding area, right?
I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
Yes, we'd like to do. We offer very good service and...
And well hung.
Absolutely well hung.
Yes.
I was nervous about calling it by this name initially, but...
No, I think it's great.
No one's given us any bad feedback over
it. Oh, I love it. I just wanted to check that was the name. The Lovely. Best hung man in the whole of Northampton.
That is me.
There we are. All right, well, good to speak to you, John. Thanks for taking my call.
Cheers, then.
And goodbye.
Bye.
I just told John I loved
amazing.
Him there.
Great to get through to the man himself, really,
oh,
isn't it?
John there, from Well Hung Blinds.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
Okay, you ready for yours?
I'm ready for mine.
Hello, get nailed.
Hello, sorry, what's your business name again?
Get nailed.
Get nailed?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And what do you do, sorry?
We're a nail and brow bar.
Of course. Okay, so if I wanted something done to my nails, I could come to you and get nailed.
Yep.
Okay, and where are you based?
We're in a town called Anstruther in Fife in Scotland.
Very good. Okay. And what kind of thing can I get done there to my nails? If I was to say, come to you and say, right, I really want to get nailed. What can you do?
We can work wonders. We can do pretty much anything. We also do brows and lashes and tanning and things. So,
oh, I know a friend who would love all that. And if you were to have a go at my eyebrows, what's the sort of thing? Are you plucking? Are you, yeah.
Yeah, waxing, tweezing, tattooing.
Tattooing?
Yep.
What happens there?
Basically, it's just it's like having a eyebrow shape done with a tattoo. Yeah.
So you remove my eyebrows, would you, and then tattoo them on?
No, we tattoo around what you've got.
Right. Okay, I'm going to learn more about this, and then I might come back and get nailed with you.
Perfect.
All right, brilliant. And does anyone ever turn up at the business thinking it might mean something else?
Yes, we get that quite a lot.
Yeah, like a DIY store, I imagine.
Mm-hmm, yep.
All right then, brilliant. Well, it's lovely speaking to you.
And you, thank you.
Thanks so much, bye.
Thanks, bye.
Yes, explain that one to me then, the tattooing of the eyebrows.
Not familiar with the eyebrow tattoo, no?
No, it's not something I've ever thought of doing.
Yeah, it was like a hot trend a few years ago. Like Colleen Rooney has some amazing ones.
Okay.
Natalie Castillo, the greats. Katie Price, really tattooed eyebrows.
So when it's done, is it done forever?
I believe so, yeah.
So I wonder if I should get that done then.
I would love it if you did.
Why do you smile so much? Like, well, surely it's a good thing, right?
I want you to Google them and then come back to me.
All right. Scott
Mills. Please get your eyebrows done.
The tattooing of my eyebrows will be a thing.
I want you to have them tattooed so you're permanently surprised.
Yeah.
Imagine that. They last 18 months, maybe a bit less.
It's crazy, because with some people it looks really good and some people it looks really strange.
Have you been having a look?
Yeah, I've just been looking around to see the differences.
Any inspo? Anyone's particularly catch your eye? Colleen's are good.
Yeah. Well, there was one where it just turns into one giant eyebrow, which I thought was quite a look.
Well, that's a mono there.
Yeah.
It's a mono actually, Derek.
So I might do that.
Becky says, it's to give you permanent eyebrow shapes like the girls on Instagram.
Great.
She had them done, but she didn't pay much, so it looks like a five-year-old's just scribbled them on with a Sharpie. Or I could just do it with a Sharpie.
You've just got to do the right angle, haven't you? Otherwise, you look permanently sort of suspicious.
Yeah, also, you've got to keep your face dry for 10 days afterwards. How do you avoid getting your face wet for that long?
BBC. Radio.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Okay, let's get into Tuesday's bangers. It's me versus Chris. You pick whatever you think is the best banger. Hello, Jamie.
Hey. Yeah.
Oh, hang
Jamie.
On a minute.
How we doing?
Are you good news, Jamie?
I am the good news, Jamie.
Oh. Have you got through here?
You know what? I just carried on phoning saying I was called Jamie, just trying to put on different accent on.
Now, good news, Jamie, in case you've never heard of him before. He was on our show. I think he got through on Bangers ages and ages ago. And then we got him on more and more, didn't we, Scott? Because he just sort of cheered us up a little bit.
Just made everyone happy, Jamie, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, how are you, Jamie? What is news?
Do you know what? I'm doing all right, but I think I'm going to... The only reason I'm ringing today is because, obviously, in July, I might be, like, not driving anymore.
Right.
Okay.
For a really... Well, it's an upsetting... I might be banned, basically.
Okay. Fine.
Fine. So, okay, well, let's not go into that.
Yeah, let's not go into that.
Other than all of that, you're obviously pleased to be doing bangers today. I have missed your voice.
No, do you know what? You've just been, like avoiding me because we battered you.
Oh, because of the football. Yeah, this will be the Watford thing again. Maybe there's some truth in that.
Have you been avoiding him?
Yeah, he sometimes messages me and...
sometimes messages me.
Jamie, yes, I'm so happy you're through on Bangers because, listen, I know you love listening to the show and it's we haven't had you on for a while, but I'm pleased that we can always be with you in your adventures.
You know what? I saw two girls, like, blocking my entrance of where I was dropping a card off today, and they was listening to Clara's show, and I could see them singing the song that I was listening to on the radio.
Yes.
And I was like, are you listening to radio what? Like, you know when you're talking through a glass? And they were listening to Radio 1, but before they could tell me I was, they drove off.
Well, mate, loads of people are messaging in. They're loving you being on right now. Hey, listen, should we get on with this then? Should we do bangers?
Do
I know you love doing
it.
This.
All right, here's what I've got for you then.
What's that?
What do you mean, what's that? It's Icarus by Madian.
What's that?
Right.
Oh, that's great.
We played this a lot of the time.
All right, Jamie. Oh, I've got a slightly different vibe. Good song, though. You can choose my choice, which is this.
Yes, Tim. I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I left the house to call. Yes, Eminem.
You must not have got him. Okay, so that's Eminem, Stan.
But who did I pick last time?
I don't know. Remember.
We do this every day, mate. It's like, I can't remember.
Scott.
What?
You need to start picking your cheesy songs again, bro.
Do you think?
Like, really cheesy songs, because I miss them.
Okay. Note to self.
Okay. Sorry, it's going to have to be... gonna have to be Chris again.
Yeah, good news, Jamie.
It's not even funny. Yeah. All you said was it's gonna have to be Chris. That's not funny.
Go well, Jamie. Go well.
Right, we stand you.
In here right now.
Yellow sugar in a building.
We're five bad girl women and we're coming into the grime scene and we're taking over.
It is what it is. That's the hood mentality.
Come on.
We're gonna put the world to write.
And I've done the same rave how many times and you still ain't paid me.
Oh yeah, you know I'm the one that wrote that comment.
Certain topics are gonna get heated.
I'm not gonna walk out here like, you know, hee hee all the time, yeah, like.
So what the hell is going on?
That's what I'm saying.
Uh-uh, girl.
It's gonna be hectic.
So get to know.
Yo.
From the BBC Three series.
Yalim Sugar. The podcast. Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app. Fix up. And let the girls in. Full stop.
I'm glad I inspired you, but then why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy. I seen this one on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend in the trunk, and she was pregnant with his kid. And in the car they found a tape, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was, it was you. Damn.
That cheers you up on a Tuesday. That's Eminem and Stan on BBC Radio 1. Someone who is... I'm not surprised he chose Stan, to be honest. Are you?
No.
Someone who is almost as much a fan as Stan is superfan Steve. I mean, not that extreme, but he just really, really, really loves pop stars, doesn't he? So we tell a pop star that we're about to put them through on the phone to their number one fan, which is a guy called...
Steve.
It's actually Chris playing the part of...
Steve.
And we do a quiz about that pop star, and it's whoever knows the answer first. What really freaks them out is that...
Steve.
...knows all the answers because...
Steve.
...has got all the answers written down in front of him in the studio next door. Superfan...
Steve.
...tomorrow, after three, with Cheryl Cole. She's going to love it.
Scott Mills.
Luke Kempner is here again. Hello.
Hello.
Luke does many good impressions.
Thank
That's
you.
His job. But he does a cracking Donald Trump. So we've already called a hairdresser to try and get Donald a haircut before he meets the Queen. Now
it went pretty well. I thought it went pretty well.
It went well. Today, Luke, I'd like Donald to call a place called the Castle Hotel in Blackpool.
Okay.
Confusingly, it's not a hotel, it's a pub. But it is called the Castle Hotel.
Okay.
Because we've Googled it.
I think this is going to be a challenge.
Yeah.
Okay. To stay at a hotel that isn't a hotel.
I think we go down the road of he wants to stay in a castle.
Okay.
But we already know that you can't stay there, so this could be good.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
If there's a man that can do it, it's Donald Trump.
Good luck.
All right?
Good luck.
Hello, Castle Public speaking. How may I help?
Listen, I'm trying to book somewhere to stay when I come to Blackpool, and I really want to stay in a castle, and... Your was the name that came up, so that's why I thought I'd call.
I think you've got the wrong place there, mate. We're a pub, not a hotel.
Oh, because it says hotel on your website, so I was a little bit confused. That's not good if it's not a hotel.
Yeah.
That is not good.
The Norbrook, I'm afraid.
It's what? Say that again for me.
You're going to have to book from the Norbrook Hotel.
Norbrook Hotel. Now tell me about this Norbrook Hotel. Is it like a castle?
I sort of enjoyed it. It's Quicken. Exactly the reaction I thought I have.
Oh, okay.
Just try again.
Okay, yeah. Maybe we just say
that you only this time, right? If you get through to him, maybe just express some interest in lunch or something then.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got off to, listen, it's a negotiation. You've got off on the wrong foot here.
Yeah.
Trump's good in this scenario.
Right.
I'm not.
Let's try it again.
Okay.
Be your best, Donald.
Yeah.
Hello, the Cash Pub, next speaker.
Oh, hi there. I think I got cut off for it. I don't know what happened. Listen, I know you're not a hotel. Okay, I understand that now. But do you do lunch? Do you do great lunch?
No, we're just a pub, I'm afraid.
So you don't do food at all?
No, we don't, no.
So just drinks?
Alcohol.
Okay, yes. Well, look, let's talk drinks then, because I would love to come down and have a couple of drinks. Do you serve behind the bar yourself?
Yes.
Fantastic. Now, tell me, listen, I'm coming to the Vegas of the North. Okay, that's what I've been told it is. That's right, isn't it? Blackpool, the Vegas of the North.
Apparently so.
Well, you don't sound like you love it so much, but you know, you're a great fan of the Vegas of the North. You know, I spent a lot of time in Vegas in America, and now I'm coming to the Vegas of the North. Now, tell me, what are some of the things that, you know, that I can do in Blackpool?
Well, there's the tower.
Oh, listen.
There's a great tourist place, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's fantastic, because I own a tower. I own a tower myself. And so I would love to visit the Black Bull Tower. That sounds great. Now, tell me, I know that the Blackpool accent is very strong. I can hear it in your voice, and it's a great accent. It's a very special accent, actually. Tell me, what is a typical Blackpool saying?
I don't know, because I'm not from Blackpool, is he, mate?
Oh, where are you from? You have a fantastic Oxford. Accent.
Okay.
Where are you from?
Thank you. Oxford. I can't talk at the moment, I'm afraid. Sorry.
Oh, well, is there any chance I could call you back?
Later, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well done, everyone.
They're not from Oxford.
That's funny.
But you did like a Blackpool accent.
I know.
Do you do food?
No.
No. Just a pod, mate. Oh, fair play to him for taking the weirdest call ever, though.
To slap now. That'd help, mate.
Thanks so much, Luke. Cheers. Also, really not from Oxford.
No.
Oh, well, mate, I'm from Oxford.
Scott Mills.
When I was in Prague at the weekend, I saw a shop with the phone company Orange. Hello!
Yeah.
Still on in Europe.
That's a throwback.
And there was a shop called CNA. Like, CNA? Really old.
Oh, I don't even know that one.
Hello. Right, so we want to do Where Do You Think They Were Again on Thursday. But we can't do it if you don't apply. It's as simple as that. The feature will not happen unless someone from the bottom of their heart steps up and goes, guys, I'm going to take one for the team here.
It does. It needs someone to put their hands up and go, listen, I like the show. I'll do this for you guys.
If you love the show, then please, please do it. All it is, and it takes minutes, it's just the tale of where and when you are made by your parents. So Sam got in touch with us, one of our heroic listeners who did take one for the team on Where Do You Think They Were, and we spoke to his dad about where he was made.
What seats were you in?
Off the top of my head, it was Scream 1.
Yep.
Row C.
I love the detail.
34 and 35.
There we are.
And occasionally 36.
And occasionally 36.
Oh, God.
So we found out that Sam was made in his local cinema in Essex. You've got to be made somewhere. That's just the way life is, you know?
Yeah, also, and what a memory you can have exploring this with one or both of your parents. It's bonding.
So if you've got parents that are fun and they're not kind of like, they don't get embarrassed by things like this, you know, like you could watch a sex scene on TV and like not have to leave the room. Those kind of parents. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I need to speak to you and to them for Where Do You Think They Were. Come on.
Scott Mills.
Drake has been bringing sports teams and boxers bad luck lately. Most recently, Anthony Joshua. AJ had a photo with Drake and put the caption, about to break the curse, and then the Drake curse struck again and he lost sensationally. There are certain artists or songs by those artists that continually bring people bad luck. Hannah, what's yours?
Well, I just bought my brand new car, also a month after passing my test. I was listening to Katy Perry, Firework.
Okay, so the chorus comes on, yeah.
And I actually lost control of my car and went straight over her head and wrote it off.
Oh, no. You were okay?
I was hurt, but not for that long, thank goodness.
Wow.
I'm still able to walk.
Okay. So then, the chorus hits and then you go straight over a hedge?
Yeah, straight over a hedge, just wrote my car completely off.
Okay. Was that the only experience you had of bad luck with this track?
No, a week later, riding one of my horses and same point in the chorus, he spooked, I came off and again hurt myself and couldn't walk for a week.
Right. And you're blaming Katy Perry for all this then?
I probably blame my singing, to be honest.
Right, so it's the same bit of the chorus, you're on your horse, the horse gets all spooked and throws you off.
Yeah, wow. Just completely came off the side.
Okay, so when this comes on Radio 1 next time, are you going to avoid it at all costs?
Every time I hear it now, I switch the radio off.
Yeah, it's just weird.
I can't have it.
Yeah, some songs just bring bad luck to people. Not once, but twice. You ended up on crutches on this occasion.
Yeah, ended up on crutches.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, any more curses, let me know. Any songs that maybe you just have bad luck to? 81199.
Scott Mills.
One of her horses. I don't feel sorry for her. I must tell you that Hannah, who just called up there, does own her own stables and does, like, riding lessons and that. So that's why she's got, like, more than one.
Well, there you go. Someone's doing well.
Yeah. I just fell off one of my horses.
Maxine, Bad Luck song is I've Got a Feeling, Black Eyed Peas. I mean, I understand it. I'm there with you. I've always not been able to stand that song.
Yeah, it makes you feel a little bit sick,
oh,
doesn't it?
Oh, gets me angry. Woo-hoo! Ugh. Always has a bad day when I Got a Feeling is on for the last 10 years. No joke, I can't listen to Ed Sheeran anymore, says Jay from Edinburgh. I've been broken up with so many times over the past few years, and it's after I've had Ed Sheeran on that day. Me and Ed are officially done.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, and I can't wait for it. Superfan Steve meets Cheryl, 3 p.m.
Scott Mills.